I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
Good evening, Vashon Island. I am Megan Hastings, and this is the Cats and Jammer Follies on Voice of Vashon, 101.9 KVSH. This evening we have the wonderful Sarah Howard. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, Megan. Thank you for having me.
We have her on this evening so that we can talk about all things Sarah Howard, dancing, salsa, West Coast swing. She's a teacher on Vashon. She does a lot of things. She facilitates a monthly social dance party, dance club. Would you call it a party or a club?
I call it a dance party, but it is sort of a club made up of a lot of students and regulars, but it's not exclusive, so come and see what we're up to.
And it's at Snapdragon. It's the last weekend of every month, yeah. The last Friday of every month from 7 to 9 p.m. I'm sorry, Saturday. God, I got to get it together. Sarah, tell us a little bit about your history with music and dance and how you got involved with it, especially salsa, which is something that you have taught for years now on Vashon.
Yeah, I have. I started teaching salsa and swing. I think we started with salsa and swing at Spoke, 2015?
I was going to say I remember that. Sarah used to bartend with us at Home Sweet Home.
Yeah, that was right before I started working with y'all.
Yeah.
And then since then, I'm over at O Space now. But so it has definitely been a little while of teaching Vashon. And music, I've always, definitely dance started with love of music. I grew up playing instruments and stuff. My mom, you know, the church lady, piano lessons every Sunday thing.
Did you also sing too?
Yeah, I sang and played piano in church. You know,
because you grew up in the South.
I grew up in the South. I grew up in North Carolina, and we were church going people. My
that's a lot of music in the
church. It was very. I mean, I definitely learned how to sing in church for sure, and I learned a lot about harmony and just those sorts of things. I didn't know I was learning anything. You know, it just kind of becomes part of, you know, who
it's
you are
world.
And your band, your sort of what you are able to do musically in the world.
I was on church choir.
Were you?
At the Catholic school that I went to.
Ooh.
Oh, Maria.
No, oh, good. I love an ensemble. I don't know. I love an ensemble. I kind of started to get involved with that. My mom was always, you know, always sort of pushed me towards music. And my dad was really musical. My mom was a singer, too. And I kind of discovered music there, grew up, started playing piano, and always wanted to be a dancer. You know, we really couldn't afford when I was younger for a lot of dance lessons. You know, I took like ballet for a little while, and then, you know, we moved and things a lot. And so I never really got settled in that. But
naturally are that.
Yeah. I mean, I always just went towards dancing and music. I always did. And I'm sure music helped a lot with my understanding of dancing. Like to me, it's, you know, thank God you only have 2 feet. You can only move forward, back, side to side, and you only have 2 feet. So, you know, it's a lot easier than if we had more, you know, so.
Did you teach in Seattle too?
I taught in Seattle. I started teaching at Arthur Murray. I trained for like ballroom and Latin and stuff. I started at Arthur Murray in 2011. I had discovered social dancing, like salsa and swing in Los Angeles. That's where I lived before I moved to Seattle.
Sarah and I, we were talking earlier. And I was recanting when I very first moved to Los Angeles that there was a place in Los Feliz called the Brown Derby. And every Wednesday it was swing night. And my friend and I used to go every Wednesday. And people were decked out and they would just go nuts. And it was so beautiful to watch. I mean, crazy. I'm
flipping over.
Oh, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
You can imagine LA early 90s.
Yeah, I can't. I wasn't there, but I can imagine. I mean, that was really the comeback of Swing Hard in LA.
Yeah, and it was like, great. It was fun. There was not a Wednesday for sure for a full solid year that I didn't go.
So fun. I mean, I get like that with dance nights. I mean, like that's kind of like what we're doing, right? They're doing it every Wednesday. We're doing it once a month because we have a little bit of a smaller dance community.
Well, it's a smaller community here.
But we're definitely growing the community.
I have to say it's one of my favorite nights that we do.
Aw, yeah, I love
awesome.
That.
I love to see the people out there just going for it in all walks of life and all ages.
All ages.
Dancing
all
with each other. It's beautiful.
Dancing with strangers. Some people just stand in the sidelines and just solo dance and freestyle. I encourage it. I'm like, just come and dance. It doesn't matter. Some people just sit and watch. You know, we've had a couple, we've had some couples in that are really great dancers.
Yeah.
And so the other dancers sometimes just clear the stage, you know, clear the floor and like just watch them go. And that's great fun too.
It is great fun.
Inspiration.
Yeah.
You know, you dance with some other people or you see some people who don't know how to dance either, you know, and you just kind of go like, you can do this. It's just, you know, if
and
you
the
can,
nice thing is that there's no judgment. It's
no
all
judgment.
Levels.
That's mostly what I hear every party that we have. People come up to me and go, that was so fun. I haven't had that much fun in so long. Everyone's so nice. It feels so like a safe environment. And that's kind of just happened on its own. You know, like build it and they will come. Some people I don't even know have shown up and just made it really a wonderful night. And the vibe and energy is like everybody's just
like,
so
what's
happy.
Your preference? Like musically, well, why don't you share with us some of the music that is played there?
So, you know, I'll give you our spiel. We go through tango, salsa, fusion, West Coast swing, ballroom dances, and blues. But that might not mean anything to you if you're not a dancer necessarily. But, we go through, you know, my students, it kind of started out as a night so my students could get the practice, right? They had somewhere to practice their dances. And then it just became popular and people, you know, it's supposed to be for everyone. And so we really try to go through all the dances that I teach, tango, waltz, salsa. We'll do some cha-cha. If you don't know the dances, I'll do a little, you know, I'll do a lesson on the stage because I'll dance on stage so people can be dancing and you kind of get mini lessons throughout. So we knew we had to hit salsa and West Coast swing because those are like the two most popular social dances
for sure,
you know? And, we've got a couple songs in the queue I can play for you guys so you can like
Let's
hear the difference. Salsa is one of the first dances I, discovered when I started learning to partner dance. It's a very steady beat. It's very fast. But it's a very steady beat over and over again. Same tempo, same tempo, same tempo. So once you get that tempo, you can really just like spin around the floor.
Does salsa originate in Mexico?
Salsa, along with like rumba and cha-cha, are all like Cuban, Afro-Cuban.
Okay.
There's a lot of like the rumba and stuff gets, and samba, right, is Brazilian. And then we've got like waltzes from Vienna. So really it's a whole world of different music that we play and listen to. But salsa definitely
is
really big in Mexico. Yeah, it was definitely big in Mexico. And there's a Cuban contingent, too, which is actually what we're going to listen to right now. Let's listen to our salsa song. So here's what I want you to listen to, friends.
Yeah, who is it?
It's the Cuban All-Stars, Afro-Cuban All-Stars. And if you are a musical person or a dancing person, just see if you can hear the beat. There's just a one step, 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 step. Think if you can hear it. I'll be in your dreams tonight doing this tempo. One, two, three, one, two, three. See if you can hear it when you listen, because you'll definitely, when you come to the party, you'll definitely hear me counting for you.
Había una cucaracha que me enyugaba, güey.
Well, I've got to say, if that music doesn't make you feel alive and want to dance, I don't think anything will.
I was just going to say the same thing. I'm sitting in here like shaking my booty in the chair. I mean, it's just really fun celebration music. So I think that's what drew me to salsa, is that it's just, yeah, it's like, let's dance. It's that feeling like, I want to go dancing. Like, salsa really captures that.
Do you know any, like, flamenco?
I don't know flamenco. That's sort of a solo.
I know it's not partner. I was just curious if you
I don't
personally.
Know any. And the reason why, you know, it's kind of like, to me, I think of it like hula a little bit, that it's, like, so rich in, like, a story and, like, culture and stuff. Like, it's not something I would want to just, like, do, you know, like, fake, like, look, I can stomp. Or whatever, you know, I'd want to know, it feels a little like rude, you know, disrespectful, you know, to try to do it. So I just have never done it. But there was a woman who was coming to Vashon that was like every, you know, maybe like a week long series that was teaching flamenco. And
where was she teaching at O Space?
I think she was teaching, God, it was years ago. It was like 5 years ago. It may have even been like.
We had one flamenco show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's powerful.
It was so incredible. I remember just going back to Los Angeles times, only just because Los Angeles has such a crazy music scene.
Yeah.
You know, there was this place, it was called El Cid. I remember I think it was like my 26th birthday, and it's right in Silver Lake. And I don't even know if it's still around, but anyway, they had a giant long stage, and you would sit. Literally, like, not on the stage, because obviously you plates are not going to be on the stage.
Right.
But there was a little bit of separation. Mm. But the dancer would come down, and it was as if she was, like, dancing on you. You know what I mean?
She
it was
like
incredible.
On, like, a runway type of thing?
Yes, exactly. Ooh. Thank you. It was powerful.
It is powerful. I saw them in Spain, and, like, the male dancers, too, are just, like, they get, I mean, yeah, it was very beautiful, very powerful. I would love to get a flamenco dancer. I've been wanting to get a tap dancer out here. A lot of things.
Oh, God,
I
tap
teach
would
adults.
Be so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, I teach adults. There's plenty of, you know, things for children here, but...
When are your classes? How can people reach you?
You can reach me. You can go to nomadicdance.com, and there's classes listed and information on private instruction and a place to contact me. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram.
All the socials.
All the socials. The dance party's the last Saturday of the month. So
that's Snapdragon.
Super, it's Snapdragon. So you can also find me there. But I teach at the O Space Monday through Wednesdays.
Like, how many people are in the classes?
It just depends. The salsa classes used to be really big. I haven't had, actually, I only had one salsa class recently. But we're going to bring that back again. It just depends. Like, I do a lead and follow 101 now that I didn't do in the Spoke days that is really aimed toward teaching people how to communicate with each other. Not salsa, not steps. What I find is sometimes when you teach people a set dance, like swing, they get so lost in the steps. What am I supposed to do? That they don't actually connect with their partner. So like I said, there's only a few directions to move, and you only have 2 feet. So if you can walk forward, if you can walk side to side, if you can walk backwards, you can dance. And so the lead and follow really teaches, but we have to communicate that to our partner.
Sure.
We have to make sure that we're speaking and listening, right? I'm doing quotations with my fingers. You're speaking if you're leading, and you're listening if you're a follow. And so that communication is the most important. The steps... don't necessarily matter. It's the tempo that matters, but the steps don't necessarily matter. It's that connection with your partner. So in Lead and Follow 101, which I just started, it's a philosophy and you know that I started basically last year. I started doing it, and it's teaching people how to just dance to anything.
Mm-hmm.
So they can hear a song and not, I don't know, swing. Well, it doesn't matter that, you know, it doesn't matter. You can listen to the song and you can move with your partner because you can communicate with your partner.
Adam and I should come and take a class with you.
Yeah, it's
be
really,
fun.
Because otherwise people feel like they're, I need to know salsa, I need to know swing, I need to know waltz. And it's all sort of the same thing. Change the time. You're still only moving forward, back, side to side, right? You still can only move so away, so you change the timing.
Does River do swing with
and
you?
And suddenly... River, I've gotten River
doing... That guy
doing,
could pick you up and swirl you
exactly,
all over the place.
I was like, we got to make you dance, sir. Bring you back to my acrobatic days.
For those that don't know, River's very tall.
River's very tall. I was just telling Megan earlier, she was asking me, did I dance my whole life? And I was, you know, saying that I moved a lot when I was younger and I didn't, but I got into like acrobatics, cheerleading, dance team, gymnastics, tumbling. Oh, so into tumbling. I love it. I still
can totally see it.
Oh yeah, I have a mat right now. I'm not as I don't know that I'll ever do a back handspring ever again, but it's there in case I want to try. Yeah, and so in my teenage years, I was into that until I kind of discovered dancing. But yeah, with River, I was like, definitely we can bring back some of those acrobatics and stuff.
Does he dance with you?
He dances West Coast Swing with me, and it's sort of like, I mean, it's not exactly like he's just kind of learning the footwork, but he's really got the expand, compress. So we haven't really talked about West Coast Swing yet.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so salsa we talked about is just this very, very simple sort of syncopated march, very fast, sort of in place, not making a lot of movement. And then West Coast Swing, which I say West Coast, East Coast Swing, you know, like you talked about East Coast Swing at the Derby and stuff.
West Coast.
Yeah, well, East Coast was what they were doing at the Derby.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like the 90s, like
oh,
swingers.
I never even put that together.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. It's like West Coast Swing. It was always around, but it has become very
popular.
Yeah,
what is the difference?
Well,
obviously, you're going to tell
us.
Yeah.
East Coast Swing is more side-to-side movement with a little opposition, and West Coast Swing is what we call a slot dance, where we're moving, so weird not being able to show you what I mean with my hands. West Coast Swing is more about expanding like a rubber band. So the lead is moving backwards and pulling the follower along. And then there's compression and spring. I like to think of it as a yo-yo. It's a lot of like compression and rubber band. So she's tethering away from you. And at the end of that tether, you have that little, you have some negative connection. So she boings. You know, I tell my students, I always say, find the boing. Find the boing. That's what we're looking for. Any movement at the end, you know, if I go all the way backwards and she goes all the way backwards in opposition, we're going to find a moment where we're pulled away from each other.
Right.
And in that is this boing that I can use to throw her in another direction. So I often tell my students, it's like a wind-up.
You're a very good describer.
It's like a wind-up toy. Wind her up and then just let her go by you, move her to the other side, go behind her. But, you know, you can't see this on the radio, but it's like a yo-yo. She just goes back and forth, and you just move out of the way and send her back and forth. So River's really gotten that. He's gotten the compression and the rubber band movement of West Coast Swing.
Yeah, I could see that.
The feet timing we're still working on. But like I say,
you'll teach him.
Yeah, but feet.
He'll get it.
Feet is don't worry about the feet so much. It's the time. If you've got the rhythm, you know, if you're on the rhythm and you think about the timing and like listen more than you look at your feet.
So would the music for the East Coast versus West Coast Swing be different, or would it be?
Yeah, West Coast Swing tends to be. We'll listen to a song in a moment. West Coast Swing tends to be a little bit more. You need more time. You're taking more steps. It's like a more stretched out movement,
mm-hmm.
right? So it tends to be a little bit slower, whereas East Coast Swing can be very fast. East Coast Swing can be really quick.
It's a high tempo.
Yeah, we're stepping side, doing rock step, side, rock step. Okay, so that's, you know, very fast, whereas West Coast Swing is a little more languid. You know, and I mean, it's just it can be fast too. The thing about West Coast Swing is it's just very, very versatile.
I wish you all could see Sarah describing this with her hands right now.
My hands. It would make so much sense if you could see my hands. This is what I do.
Well, we're just going to have to come and.
My students, yes.
Last Saturday of the month.
Yeah, well, actually, let's take. I actually have, I think Jeff's got a song cued that's one of my favorite West Coast swings. Yeah, let's take a listen to it. You'll hear it's a little bit more languid.
Cause I want you bad, yeah, I want you, baby. I've been thinking about it all day, and I hope you feel the same way, yeah. Cause I want you bad, yeah, I want you, baby. Slow hands, like sweat dripping down my thin laundry, no chance. That I'm leaving here without you on me. I know, yeah, all
Yeah, that tempo is much, much slower than East Coast swing.
Much slower.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what we do in the 101, lead and follow 101 class, is that we, like, we want to give, I can teach you, you know, how to do a simple dance, mm-hmm. but then a song can come on that particular movement doesn't fit with, right? So you want to learn how to dance to a bunch of different tempos, because you don't know what's going to come on when you and your partner are wanting to dance.
Very
so
true.
If you're able to communicate with each other, you don't have to figure out steps. You can just go, oh, this is slower. Let's just dance side to side or communicate mm-hmm. with each other, you know? But West Coast Swing, yeah. And the reason why I brought these two songs is I think salsa and West Coast Swing are the two most social danced dances right now. West Coast Swing it's so fun. They're also, it's just so versatile. You feel how much room it has.
Yeah.
It's so versatile. If you don't know what West Coast Swing is, go on YouTube and look at West Coast Swing. It's basically all improvised. The things that West Coast Swing dance, the amazing dances that West Coast Swing dancers come up with, improvisational, they're just beautiful. I think anybody will be like, I love watching them.
And the classes that you teach, are they like a series of classes, or are they drop-in, or how does it go?
I tend to do 3-week series because I feel like people learn better that way. So most of my classes are 3-week series, and every like quarter I will do a couple classes. Like I'll do a single waltz class or a single salsa class or a single East Coast Swing or whatever. But I tend to do 3-week series because you learn better. And then on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there was a second part to that question.
Oh, if it was drop-in.
Oh, I prefer pre-registration because if I don't have enough signups, I will cancel a class. Generally, that doesn't happen, but I do ask that you pre-register.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, just...
When did you do the waltz class?
I just did a waltz class. I did a country waltz class. People were really asking for some country stuff.
What? Country waltz?
Did a country waltz class. We'll do another one of those, and we've started incorporating two-step and more like country dancing and tunes into our monthly party, because there's been some people who wanted to do two-step. So country waltz will come up again. Two-step will come up again. Right now, I also do a cabaret class for solo dancers. You know, I also do cabaret and produce
cabaret
shows.
And you also
have
a cabaret show coming up June 22nd.
I do, June 22nd. A lot of dancing. We've got some cha-cha in that show. We've
cha-cha.
Got cha-cha.
Can the engineer ask a question?
Yes.
What is the difference between country waltz and waltz?
Okay, so country waltz tends to be a little bit faster, not move in a box as much, more like a side step, like a balisette step, or forward, or moving okay. forward. Like it's
Thank
almost
you.
Like you, it's like two step. I would combine waltz and two step. I love regular waltz with the boxes. It gets you spinning around all around.
Oh,
the
I
room.
Love it. It's
it
so
is
beautiful.
So fun. It is fun. It is. And I'm telling you, the best legs I've ever had is training in waltz.
You have to tell me when you do the waltz class.
Okay.
Seriously, Adam and I, we will take it.
Yeah, and then country waltz. We'll get you going, Jeff. We'll get you that country waltz tip.
Appreciate that.
But yeah, so all of the stuff's like super. I'd say West Coast Swing is probably the most versatile. There is a first and third Sunday night dance at Alki Masonic Lodge in West Seattle that I have just discovered that I have been going to. So if any of you West Coast Swing dancers ever want a field trip on the first or third Sunday of the month over to West Seattle to dance West Coast Swing.
Is that on California?
It's on one of those side roads. It's like kind of catty-cornered to Trader Joe's by where the old B of A
okay.
used to be. It's like right across from the B of A right there, the Bank of America that used to be there. And here's the most wonderful part about that night. It starts at 6 p.m. and ends at 9 p.m. That, okay, I know I have to come from Vashon, but there's lots of places to dance in Seattle, and usually they don't start until 9 or 10 p.m. And so that's hard from
wow,
the island.
That's late.
Yeah, so 9
yeah,
o'clock.
Yeah, that would be hard for
So having
any
a Sunday
Vashon
night
person.
That starts at 6 is right up my alley. So if you have any interest in that or dancing at all, just hit me up, and we have Salsa on Alki coming up too.
Tell your website again.
It's nomadicdance.com. And you can find us on Instagram at Nomadic Dance or Facebook at Nomadic Dance. And lots of information and things are there, but definitely come and see us the last Saturday of every month, all summer, from 7 to 9 at Snapdragon for our social dance party.
And June 22nd for cabaret.
And June 22nd for our cabaret. Tickets are selling. You're going to see a lot of fun dances and things there, too. So,
Sarah Howard, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks
you
so much for having me.
You wanted to close out with a song by Niall Horan, I think?
Oh, we did it. That was the one.
Oh, that was the
one.
I did not put that together.
Niall, we were putting together. We're like, he must be an Irish. N-I-A-L-L. Quite
yes,
a name.
I think he's Irish. Thank you so much. This has been Megan Hastings and the Cats and Jammer Follies.
Thank you.
That was cool.